Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, I didn't know this, but the self-deletion rate among new mothers and new fathers is pretty wide, and not in the way you think. New fathers are 7 times more likely to end it all than new mothers. Yet at the same time, all we seem to be told about is women with postpartum depression. I wonder why women are portrayed as the bigger victims. I bet the only reason research was even done in this area was to ask if it affects women. Moving on, this woman says that she was a sex addict until she married her virgin husband. Women love themselves some good-looking virgin simps, because they're easier to control through love and sex. And men like this don't know any better. Poor guy saves himself from marriage and ends up with a skank. And yet he's still smiling from ear to ear, no less. Here he is, Captain Save-A-Ho, the simp, in all his glory hole greatness. Number three, Angel Reese's shoes were pretty popular, but she believes they would have sold even better if they were $1,000 a pair, because then people would have seen them as super brand. Sorry, lady, but your shoes aren't even as much as a fancy handbag, and most of America doesn't even know who you are. They sold out within hours of release because we're in a gambling culture and people are just buying them to resell them to the greater fool, like concert tickets these days. Up next, liberal women like this one are getting fired all over America for supporting violent assassinations, and they're crying about it. I guess they didn't expect cancel culture to come after liberal Karens now, did they? She probably thinks she looks pretty when she cries. The left has been doing this to people on the right for many years. We've had our voices silenced, and we've been demonetized online. Now it's their turn. Also, you didn't see us having meltdowns when this happened. Number 5, Disney hasn't learned its lessons, has it? Bob Iger plans to make the Tangled project with Francesca Rivers chosen to play Black Rapunzel. First she's Juliet, which is going to flop, and now this. Looks like it's still not time to buy Disney stock yet. I can just hear the best line from the film right now. Hey yo, Rapunzelnika, let down that weave, biatch. And that wig better be super glued to her head if she expects some homie to climb it. Moving on, looks like female teachers abusing their students is not just an American phenomenon, but it's now gone international. This married dream teacher forced an 11-year-old to touch her, and then she ended up blaming the boy for the abuse. Imagine if a man had done this. Would they still be calling him a dream teacher? Passport bros will tell guys to go overseas and find a good wife. Well, here she is, my traditional Russian patriarchal Patty. Number 7, the sign says that women are 2.5 times more likely to cheat during ovulation. And it's nothing personal, just biological. So here you have another excuse for women not to have to take accountability. I don't know, but I think it's going to feel pretty personal for the dude that gets cheated on, especially if she cucks him with a kid that's not even his own. I don't need to ask who wrote this. But remember guys, a man leaving a woman that cheated is also biological. Up next, this woman says that people say Karens are entitled, but they're not. She also happens to be named Karen. She went on television to complain about people using the name Karen, which is the most Karen thing ever. This is her way of demanding to talk to the manager right now. There's only one thing worse than a Karen that's also a boomer. That's a double whammy that none of us should have to endure. Number 9, other countries put important monuments, people, and national animals on their coins. And meanwhile, in India, they're putting up the fingers that represent the number of rupees the coin is worth. I thought no way this was real, but it is. This is how you know that a huge chunk of your population doesn't understand what a number is, so instead, you have to show them one or two fingers on their coins instead. I also hope that's not the hand that they wipe with. Moving on, Facebook admitted that they censored anyone Biden's administration told them to, and now it's cozy with Trump. This violated the First Amendment, and it showed you that freedom of speech has its limits in America on digital platforms, even though they aren't supposed to censor users to maintain their platform status. And how much you also want to bet that the government was also telling Facebook to censor Trump's 2024 election campaign too. Number 11, here's a great image illustrating who these bathrooms are for. Then again, I'm a bit confused by these, and all I see on the right is Michael Jackson. Also, if this is in India, you just know that the guys would be using the bathroom on the left, because their bathrooms are quite often just holes in the ground. But hey, I'm pulling your leg. If this were in India, they would be covered in cobwebs because much of the country poops outside in the open. Up next, Evan says that this body cam image is racist because he had a boomstick and she didn't. Plus, she was having a psychotic episode and people experiencing an emotional distress like this don't deserve to be ended. Maybe they do if they try ending you with a pointy metallic object. If you run at a cop with a 12-inch fillet blade, what do you think is going to happen? If anything, this body cam footage exonerated an innocent man. Number 13, if you were this woman on the left, would you marry this looks match on the right? She probably wouldn't. But I think that all women should see their looks match using something like FaceApp to see how undateable they really would be if they were a man. I also find it kind of funny that this is the first time I've seen a gender swap where the guy looks better than the girl. There's no need to swap genders though because she already looks like a man. Moving on, Destiny's entire income is gone on Twitch, and he's now even demonetized on YouTube, and says that Elon Musk and other conservatives got him banned. I'm sure it had nothing to do with him saying things about Charlie Kirk. That's not enough though. I want the FBI to search his computers. Funny though, he was demonetized from Twitch many years ago, so I think we're being trolled on that aspect. But at the very least, he has that wife who will stand by him. Oh wait. Number 15, here's a story about a university bookstore worker who stole 20 grand worth of textbooks. Dr. Alice says that she hopes they recover both of the books. This is such an exaggeration. There were actually 3 books. But seriously, he was probably trying to make some serious bank selling those books at half price to students who would become indentured servants for the next 10 or 20 years based on all the debt they took out. This guy, in my opinion, is a modern-day Robin Hood. Up next, we all know this would eventually happen and only grow in popularity with this woman using AI to create fake evidence to frame her husband for an affair to claim alimony. And yet there are people out there that still want to believe all women. Looks like some women would rather do anything, including breaking the law, rather than having to go out there and get a job. But I want you guys to look at the top left portion of the photo because something is written there. Number 17, here's an article saying that the population replacement theories are wrong. And here's why they keep on coming back. It's a joke at this point and they're just gaslighting us. If you're in the West, just go to your local public school and see what percentage of the children are Caucasian. And then you'll see that it's not just the theory. Also, would you look at that author though? Another Norwegian surname that starts with a precious metal. Every single time. Moving on, here's the first all-female black fire crew in North Little Rock, Arkansas. They can't even hear the smoke alarm beep. How are they supposed to fight fires? Imagine your house is on fire and this group shows up. You might as well start filing the insurance claim before your house is even burned down. And speaking of insurance, you just know that the homeowner's insurance for everyone in Little Rock, Arkansas just went up. Number 19, this guy says that if the penalty for a crime is a fine, then the law exists for the lower class only. Besides this guy being a good-for-nothing communist, I can't see any flaw with his logic. In some countries, they have fines that are also tied to your income level. That would be more equitable. But in most places, fines are just put into place so the state can collect what amounts to tax to pad its coffers. It's not really a crime, but just a revenue generation tool. Up next, Erica here screams out that she's Antifa, and so is her wife. I guess her having a wife explains why she also has a bruise on her arm. Probably some rough love related to who should be doing the dishes. Shocking, isn't it? She's also the voice actor for PlayStation's Ghost of Yote. Good to know so I can avoid spending my money on it. So looks like Sony is employing a member of the designated terrorist organization Antifa. Number 21, is it true that women don't regret cheating, but they just regret not hiding it better? When you catch them cheating, they're the ones turning on the waterworks because they're in pain from being caught and are trying to be the victims even though they're the victimizers. They will say things like, if only you'd done A, B, C, or D in our relationship, then I wouldn't have had to cheat on you. It's absolutely despicable. Moving on, what's the name of this body type? She looks like tons of fun. How about a Plumposaurus? What about Cellulite the Hut or the Exaggerated Pear? Also, let's not forget there's a word for this that rhymes with bats. Also, I think that entire families would be lost in those hills as well as the search parties trying to find them. She also looks like she would be in charge of a health department in a blue state. That is all. Number 23, this woman made 5,000 men fill out questionnaires to date her, and then she rejected all of them. Good. She deserves no boyfriend with that sort of attitude. But you know, this wasn't about finding a guy. This is more about getting as much attention as possible. That's all that matters. Also, here's a correction. She got 5,000 simps to fill out the questionnaire, and I bet she didn't read a single one of them. Up next, somebody asked why modern men are so pathetic being unable to get over women even after she cheated on them. It's quite simple. Because men wear love goggles or rose-colored glasses, when it comes to love in general. Women see love as more of a transaction or business arrangement. Bro here needs to take a trip to Thailand or Bali, and she will become a distant memory in only a few days. The best way to get over an old love is with a new one. Number 25 on the last one, here's Britney Spears in 2003, and there she is 20 years later, after hitting the wall with all those fine lines on her face. Also, why do they call them fine lines on the face? There's nothing fine about them. I think you should follow Turtlinging Monkey because he's now on Rumble, and he always says that a woman like this would say that if you don't love me at my knife-twirling crackhead worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.